The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire. Boy, that is extremely loud. What's going on there, buddy? So who was in here last night? Okay. I'm sounding really, I can't hear it all now. Da, 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 da. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I'm back again. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here.
Good morning.
Good morning on the just 6th of July, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Expanded walk-in humidor, same great customer service, super, 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 and Ashley's at the gate today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Okay.
Thanks for covering for Jared today. How are you doing?
So far, so good. I got my Dutch Bros, so I'm happy.
Yay, Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros.
Hey,
Dutch
and
Bros.
Was there a game last night?
There was.
All right, so Jared's probably. I wonder if we had 24 innings.
He's been working almost every day. You know, through the weekends and because of baseball, because we got a lot of baseball going on right now.
Remember the one time he had
20 innings?
Yes, till 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and then Connor. Connor, the guy calling it, Connor.
He could do a movie
Connor
over
Sutton,
that.
Who is an outstanding sports announcer. And Connor's there, the 20th inning. It's kind of like, yeah, okay, they're coming to bat again. It's the teams out there and five people, including me. Okay. What's what it look like?
Well,
there,
good
Linda
morning,
Bott?
Everybody, on this Friday, this gorgeous Friday. It's a beautiful day.
Every Friday's
outside.
Gorgeous.
Partly sunny today with our temperatures about 92, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with the temperatures at 97 and 69 tomorrow night. Sunday hot, 98. Monday with 100. And Tuesday, 103. So next week we're going up to those triple-digit figures. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So it looks like we all have our coffee and, of course, our Friday morning would not kick off any better without our pet of the week and Amy from Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone.
And we happy have a, Friday. And you have
a sweet, like, she was like
a bird dog with us.
Like a bird beagle dog.
Yes. So I have a Tulip here. And she's about 2 years old. She's a pointer mix. Really pretty red and white little spots and cute little pink nose. And Tulip here does actually great with other dogs. She's in our weekly play group, so she really likes other dogs.
She knows her name, doesn't she?
She does, yes. And she's a bit shy. So yes. It takes her a little bit to warm up to new people, strangers, and when she's, you know, hanging out with her one person, she gets a little scared of people coming up to her. But she's actually just takes her a minute to let her come to you kind of dog, and then she's totally fine. So
you think she's about 65, 55?
No, she's actually only 37 pounds.
She could go on the little doggy side park.
Yeah.
Because that's supposed to be under 45 pounds.
Yeah, so she's under 40.
And she's lean, and she's got that. Well, she just looks like a hunting dog, pointer.
Pretty.
English pointer.
Yeah, real pretty eyes. And, she's got really pretty eyes.
And now she's running over and loving on Ashley.
You know, she's got that
Linda.
Look with pink.
Yeah.
She definitely does prefer women.
Women, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
She's got a part pink nose and pink toenails, so you know what I mean. She's got that look.
Yeah.
It's great
spot. Super, super cute. Yeah, she's a really sweet dog. She'd do best with older kids, just kind of, you know, since she's shy, give her space and understand that she's, hey, maybe I'm not so super comfortable with, you know, what kind of handling or whatever, so that, you know, just kids that are going to be old enough to understand dog body language.
What's your, you know, we're always curious when the dogs come on the show. We've had some that have been in the shelter for a super long time. After they've done the media round, what's happening? How are you doing
they
with
do,
your percentage
they,
rate?
They do end up getting adopted. Sometimes it does take a little bit longer. Some days it's the same exact day. It just kind of depends on the dog. Like Cowboy, my dog last week, still hasn't been adopted, but I know he's so close to finding his forever home. But yeah, it just kind of depends. Some dogs, like I said, that day, I would get calls before I even get to the shelter. We get messages. I want to come in and adopt a dog that was on the news or the radio or.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we've had like 100% over the last 8 years, so it's not bad, or 6 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not saying it's just all us, but mainly it's us.
Hey, can we talk a little bit about over the 4th of July? Because we, you know, we watched the fireworks from our home, And a friend that was with us was talking about how she was taking care of some friends' pets. And we were like, oh, my God, tell me they're not in the backyard.
So we actually did not do terrible this year. Good. So that means the community
is listening,
and they're stepping up, and they're making sure.
We talked about that, about dogs that also
we only had
explosions. And then
three come in over the the holiday day. And
hallelujah.
Then We did receive a lot of found calls, dogs that were found, and that the people had wanted to hang on to them until an owner was contacted. So so that is a really cool thing that we do as well. So if you find a dog, you don't necessarily have to bring him into the shelter, but call and make a found report. I found this dog. This is the area. This is what it looks like. So when someone calls and says, I lost my dog. Do you guys have it? It was lost on this street, and it looks like this. And we'll say, well, we don't, but we know who does. And that we can avoid the shelter entirely.
And if your dog is chipped.
Yes, please. $20 at our vaccine clinic for a microchip.
Can they do like a mobile chip reader?
I mean, yeah, all of our animal control officers have chip readers in the car.
Okay, so they can just come in and
they have little
scanners. There and say, okay, here it is.
A lot of dogs get picked up running as strays that never make it to the shelter because they have a microchip we can contact in the field and
and they just
meet
bring
up
them back.
Right there. Yeah.
And sometimes they probably don't even know their dog's gone.
Yeah.
So they're knocking the door and they're holding their dog and they're looking at them going.
Has she been through Camp Love a Pet?
She has not, no.
Because when I put my finger down with the, you know how we always love about dogs can really, really smart dogs can really understand just a signal with your
pointing,
hand.
Yeah, pointing, yeah. Chimps
dogs,
don't even understand pointing, but dogs
are
do.
The only animal, the only one in the animal kingdom
besides
that
man.
When you point, it understands.
It understands what you're saying.
It turns and it looks and it goes there. You're right. Chimps can't do it.
Can't
they
do
have
it.
To be taught to do that.
You know that besides husbands.
Yeah, besides husbands.
No. Over there.
Oh, okay. No, it's right in front of his face. He just couldn't see it the first time.
I know.
Well, there's
I
reasons
won't even
for
go
that.
I won't go in there. I won't go to there. Okay.
But anyway, so because this one, Tulip, if you point your finger, she comes like, oh, you have a treat in your hand. But still sweet. Wants to smell your hand. And there's nothing aggressive about this dog. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. So she right now is only $17.76 to adopt until tomorrow is the last day of our
$17.76. And we tell people that, you know, here's a chance to go down and get your kitty or your dog, your goat.
Yeah.
Or do you have goats?
No, we have two potbelly pigs, though.
Two potbelly pigs,
ooh.
Big ones or small ones?
One of them small.
Oh, how fun.
Small because it's a baby or small because it's
small because it's a young one.
Okay.
Yeah.
People don't realize a potbelly pig can get up 100 pounds.
They don't. I have two at home.
How
people
big are
don't
they?
Know. I didn't know that they shed like a dog. Like once a year, they blow their whole coat. And I didn't know that because they have like real hair.
Oh, yeah.
And my pigs started going bald. And I was
very
really worried.
Thick, they have very, very coarse hair.
I was like, why is
that?
My pig bald?
Listen, if we lived, you know, when we first got together, we thought we were going to have a little, I wanted like 10 acres.
Yeah.
I wanted a little mini ranch.
And I wanted every kind of animal that I could possibly have. Little mini goats, little dwarf goats. I love those.
By the way,
are they called pygmy goat? What are they called?
Pygmy goats.
Pygmy goats.
They're little.
You probably like that little with that sheep that if you yell at it, it faints.
The fainting goats.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of fun to have
just
around
like
anyway.
Husbands.
Yeah.
No, she yells. I kind of.
You faint.
I faint. Because
hit the floor.
You know what? Here's why, guys, is you don't have to really faint. All you have to do is kind of pretend
and
you
pretend.
Faint. And then they leave you alone. And then sometimes you can lay there 5, 6, 7, maybe even 10 minutes in quiet solitude.
Peace.
The time that she turned me over and put these two paddles on my chest. And I said, okay, wait a minute, I'm awake. It didn't even stop her. She still
she
hit
did
me.
It anyway.
She hit me with 1,000 volts.
And that's the story of how Carl had his first heart attack.
There you go. That's how we got. She shot me with a deer tranquilizer gun and took me to Mexico and married me. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a week from tomorrow, you guys will be there for your live remote.
That's right.
Pet for Paws. It's a week from tomorrow. So
no,
or a week from today. Sorry. It's a week from today.
It's
July 13th. Friday
the 13th.
So I will see you guys there. I won't be coming here, obviously, because you'll be there.
That's right.
And Captain's actually going to be doing Pet of the Week for me next week. So I'm going to help set up Pet for Paws, and we're going to have a great time.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm here.
There's still space as well to register.
Yeah, I know. I still have to. I'm trying to find another person.
I was going
to
say, are you telling me right now that you haven't?
I'm trying to find people, you know, that. It's Friday the 13th. It's difficult finding people that want to leave their areas for some reason. Okay.
Well, it's
all right.
A lucky day for us.
$17.76 for Tulip or any other dog and pet there. And next Friday, if you have not signed up for the putts for paws, then you need to do so.
Yeah,
just get
to
a hold
website.
Of get the website over at Haven Humane.
HavenHumane.org. Find us.
Thank you,
Randy.
All right. Have a good weekend,
okay,
guys.
Thanks.
You
Bye.
Know what? You came home yesterday. You left early. Went down to Sacramento. Hung out with your dad because it was his birthday. His 87th
birthday yesterday.
He was out running
Thank
the marathon.
You, he was working. Well,
working.
You know, he's
time.
A big gardener, so he was out there, and boy, do we have some tomatoes.
He sent home
I didn't
some.
Want you to have tomato envy, so I brought back.
I have tomato envy because your dad's
huge.
Got tomatoes everywhere. And,
and then cucumbers that
I've
are
got
like.
Four. I've got four, and I think of the four, I bought some at Ace Hardware, and
they
had
the worm
four
guy
on there already.
Over.
Maybe.
Let's get the worm guy to come over and say,
Ken
what?
Ken Warrenius, and have him come over and look, at my tomatoes.
Thick?
Well, you know, I use, anyway. It's
you
not
use manure?
That.
No,
but
you
here's,
use,
here's,
what kind
I
of
use
manure?
Steer manure. Because that's the kind you use.
Okay.
And anyway, the bottom line on this is after you got home, as soon as, you know, you run around the house doing things, and then you hit the bed, and that was it. Sleep number,
that's it.
We get in the bed.
Very nice to be in the sleep number.
I tell you
night.
What, my sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. I realize I know that because I said it for you because you were kind of like, your eyes were at half-mast
yes,
already.
Yes, I was.
And we, so, boom, gone. You can't sleep any better than a sleep number bed. And how much is a good night's sleep worth to you? Is it worth $599.99 for a bed that's going to last a very long time? And that's how much they are right now in the lowest prices of the season. A queen C2 mattress with adjustable comfort on both sides, $599.99. Why would you spend money on any other mattress? This is the time to go down, Target Shopping Center, go over to bed, that sleep number, and try it out. Just try it out. See what it's like. I know people that once they've had it, then they buy it for their kids because they want their kids to get a good night's sleep too. Sleep number. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. 60 going up to 92 today.
I like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
Okay, and you know what? Today is National Kissing Day. And you know what? The Dean Martin Gold Digger reunion's coming up, and I just I can't even believe. You know, I'm flying into Southern California. My girlfriend and I, who joined the Gold Diggers together in 1978, are driving to Vegas to be with a bunch of other gals that were Gold Diggers, and they were this particular group
from the 60s.
We're in the Dean Martin specials. Yeah, but they're all just all like, you know, totally going to be so much fun.
It's going to be fun.
And so we're representing the younger generation.
The younger generation.
We're representing the last.
Linda is the baby gold digger.
And the baby gold digger.
60 years old. Baby gold digger.
I am the last. But I was 19 when I joined the group. So anyway, why we can, I said to Marie, why we can.
We should go to those.
We shouldn't be the others. So we're going to join in. And be there, and you know, it's a
yes,
whole,
because
you,
if there's
and
women,
our husbands aren't joining us, so we'll be in there dancing. You know, it'll be two girls dancing at a
no writhing.
We have no idea.
No writhing.
We have no idea what the deal is. But today's National Kissing Day. I just want to tell you all about that.
And this portion of the show is what? Oh, there's more.
Wait,
okay, 30, I'm sorry.
36% of Americans got their first kiss in middle school.
It was my sister.
Yeah. Do you remember? Oh, that's
okay, it
gross.
Wasn't my sister.
Kentucky boy.
It wasn't. It was my cousin.
God.
And we were from Kentucky.
Are you kidding?
I am kidding.
Well,
okay.
You know, hey.
I don't remember my first kiss. You know what? I think your first kiss is like, gosh, you know what?
I was in sixth grade. No, I was in fifth grade. And I had my first heartbreak. Because that was, you know. And 26% started in high school. 8% didn't have their first kiss until they were college aged.
It must not have. What? College-aged?
14% of Americans let their pets kiss them on the mouth.
Well, here
I
am.
How do you rate your
kids? Here
kissing?
I am.
How do you rate?
Not only does that, sometimes she sneaks that tongue right in there.
Okay.
She comes over when she catches you, like you're unaware, and then it's like, it's got like a little homing, it's like a little homing pigeon coming right, comes right to your lips, go.
Yeah, even when you turn your
and
head.
And
she waits
spitting,
the exact moment
you're
you turn.
Spit it out.
Other kissing quirks include kissing people as a dare, checking their breath before they kiss someone, and putting on chapstick to get ready.
Chapstick? Chapstick?
The majority who have never been kissed, 62% are men who are between the ages of 18 and 24.
Have never been kissed?
Yeah. Okay, so how do you rate your kissing skills?
Well, does this mean I have to try with everybody?
No, 32%.
And then you get rated here. Excuse
good.
Me, but here's a 1 to 10. So here, if just hold this and just go up and ask strangers, look, I'd like to be rated on my kissing skills. Here's a, if you can go 0 to 10, and then just tell me how much you want to be a part of this.
No, kissing is an art. Always remember that. It's an art. And if you don't take time to make your art wonderful, then here's what happens to you. Americans rank the worst. This is the worst things that attributes of a bad kisser. Number one, bad breath. Number two, too much tongue. Remember in that movie, No Tongue? In Mel Brooks' movie with what's name, Madeline. Oh, my God, that was
Madeline
so funny. Number
right.
three,
yep.
teeth. Do not kiss with your teeth. I don't care. You're not a dog. Number four, not enough tongue. And number five, eye contact. I'm sorry. I had to go there. It came up, and I said, okay, you know me. So there you go. And there you start to play Amore. It's like, you know, kissing, National Kissing Day. So there you go. How are we doing?
Okay, I'd like to, Reading, you know, we just lost Jerry Grant, our Reading police chief, very, very much a respected guy. And there's, and we'll have information to get closer to his farewell, you know, ceremony out there where everybody can come to it. But we've also lost a guy by the name of Thomas Nolan Oglesby, 98 years old, landed at D-Day, second day. Second day, when he came ashore, he said the water was still red. And because of the number of dead people laying out when he came across the beaches. And he said it was just, I mean, they hadn't moved anybody. They were laying there. And then he fought. In the next 12 days, he was in combat all the time because they were still fighting for the beach. They were still shooting them on the beach there. And then, you know, then as he put it, he says, I ran, crawled, and walked over 1,700 miles during the rest of the war. Then he was awarded the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and then Purple Hearts. I mean, and back in those days, that wasn't, you know, for you know, enlisted gent to win the Silver Star and the Bronze Star. That's big things, you know. Extra heroism. He charged a couple of machine gun nests, flanked them, got in with his Browning automatic rifle, and cleaned it up like this. But came back home, married his love of his life. They were married 68 years before she passed away. And his grandson's like 58 years old.
Wow.
Said that he was his hero. And I can understand this, you know, he was a logger, and then he was down at the Jolly Green Giant Mart. He had his own booth down there.
Really?
Yeah. So he passed away age 98.
Good for you. I mean,
well, you know what? It's when things like that happen, you just have to kind of like, wow. Now
it's a long life. That's a good life. And he was doing Jolly Green Giant stuff. Like, you know, he's like a picker.
Oh, I don't know if he's like a picker or not, but hey, here's also, you know, don't piss off a mom. Texas. A woman filled her car up with gas and went in to pay. Her two sons, 2 and 4, were in the back seat. A guy comes in to try to steal the car. She runs out, jumps in the back seat, tells him to get out. He refuses. He's going to drive off with them. She reaches over, picks up a gun, and shoots him in the head. He crashes the car. He wasn't killed. She shot him in the face. And she said, I hope that woke him up. don't be touching my kids.
Is this a woman from
Texas? That's what she said.
Did you say she's
yes,
from Texas?
She's from Texas, and is what she said. I hope it woke him up. I hope it woke him up too. It didn't kill him, obviously, because I guess she shot him in the face, and not, you know, you live with a face shot. You don't live with a head shot.
Don't mess with moms from
Texas.
Two and four.
Don't be touching my kids.
No, and that's why you have concealed carry for that very reason, because
that could have been tragedy. Could have been tragedy.
Hey, let's go to the phones. The good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
You're live on the air.
Okay, I'll watch my language.
You know,
I had the pleasure of cutting timber with Tom Oglesby.
You did
for a season.
Uh huh.
And he was a wonderful, hardworking person. And he told me the story about when they charged Omaha Beach.
Uh-huh.
He had a machine gun.
Uh-huh.
And he was packing that on his back, and another guy packed the tripod, and another guy packed the ammunition. It was a three-man crew.
Right, three-man crew.
Okay, those two, the other two, the tripod guy and the ammunition guy, got killed on the beach.
Wow.
Tom threw the ammunition pack on his back and went through the rest of the war that way.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing: is people think that after D-Day, the first day, it was over. You know, they'd come ashore, but no, they were still fighting in various areas on that beach. People were still getting killed, and they still hadn't fought their way inward. They were still in Omaha Beach. Were in a very closed-in position. They might have gotten off the beach, but they were still fighting for their lives out there for days.
Oh, it was a suicide mission taking that beach.
Yeah.
That was the hard part. And then, you know, the fight was all the way into Germany, the way I understand it. I'm not proficient.
There were not.
But I just wanted to call up and say what a wonderful man.
That, you know, Nick, that's very nice of you to do that, because it's one thing to read about it and have other people say it. But when you have somebody that worked with the guy, because when you work with somebody, especially in logging, you got to trust each other.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and we'd get up an hour and a half, 2 hours. I remember one time we drove to, it was up by Fort Jones to work from Reading every day.
Wow.
You know, we did that for about 3 weeks. I was helping him finish up a job, and, that's back when men were men.
That's right.
Well, it was.
Did what you had to do to get it done.
Have a great day.
You Thanks. Too, Nick. Thanks very much.
I like Nick. You know, Nick's a straight shooter. And, you may not always agree with what Nick says, though I find myself agreeing more and more every time. But he tells it, says how he feels. And, and there's nothing wrong with having passion, that's for sure. Hey, let's take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. And right now it's out with the old, in with the new. You can trade in an eligible monitor heaters for a new Toyo Tommy L730 or L60AT. And you can get a 250 discount off the purchase of a new unit. Yeah, think about that. We're talking about this in July, but winter's going to be coming out there. So, in with the new. Give them a call. SST Oil, 241-1167. The trade-in program covers the period of June 1st through December 31st, 2018. So, get in there and get in there now. SST Oil. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Right downtown here. I know people that have been there and have been treated so well. Now, if you're, okay, one of the big problems in Africa, and they combat it, and you can give money for it. A lot of the money, believe it or not, that hunters, when they go to Africa, where it goes to, is to fight poachers. Because poachers run amok there. Because why? Because people pay ungodly amounts of monies for things like rhino horn. Now, let me tell you what a rhino horn is. It's the same substance as your fingernails.
Okay, so...
You might as well be burning fingernails from somebody and eating that as some kind of elixir to help your sexual potency, as many Chinese do, than a rhino horn.
Okay, well, according to this article in Live Science... The horns are prized for their medicinal value and used in traditional Chinese medicine, so there is no science to back up their touted cure-all powers.
None.
In addition, the horns are now seen as a status symbol, according to Save the Rhinos, UK-based conservative charity in South Africa, home to the most rhinos in the world. Both the critically endangered black rhino and the near-threatened white rhino, making them a target for poachers who are often armed with guns and other equipment. Okay, there you go.
So here's the story that happened was a game ranger, one of the rangers, anti-poaching rangers with the dog, heard noise, heard lions and all this kind of stuff, and he figured, well, it's not unusual. The next day they go out, and they find the remains of three poachers that were coming in after the rhinos. There was a high-powered rifle with a silencer on it, an axe, extra food, and the only thing left were sandals and gloves. It appears that a pride of lions caught these guys in the open there and killed them and ate the evidence. Now, theoretically, they saved the lives of several of the rhinos because these guys looked like they were coming in for a long time. They were going to go out there with the extra food and everything and kill as many as they could. Chop off. Well, the only thing they do is they chop off the horn.
They saw off the horn, leaving the rhino to wake up and bleed to death very painfully and slowly, according to this report. It,
well, if he's not dead already, you know, I mean, they shoot him. So the other thing, so you've got this. And so this, when you hear things like people are hunting and people get so irate over the somebody taking a game trophy, like this young lady that took it's called a black giraffe. It's not a subspecies. It's nothing. All it is a giraffe that's really old. In this case, the giraffe was over 18 years of age. It wasn't mating and breeding anymore, but it had killed three younger giraffes in fights. So she saw it. She took it as a trophy, and people are after her. Well, the money that people pay when they're hunting animals over in Africa, a lot of it goes to fight poachers. And they're finding out new things. Ashley and I were just talking about, they found this pink substance that they can paint on ivory and the horns of rhinoceroses, but also on the ivory of elephants, which makes it, frankly, it makes it not worth anything because it permeates it. It doesn't hurt the animal. The other, you know, the other elephants may kid him a little bit about having pink tusks, but, you know, what the hell, he'll get over it. But this happened last night with the poachers. How appropriate, you know, that they go in to poach, and they're poached by a pride of lions. Of course, if you're out there and the lions have learned to like that type of fare, humans, you might have to discourage them from that.
Well, wild is wild, and what do you
wild
want? You
wild.
Know, we're in their territory, and we all of a sudden want to try to tame. I mean, it's just everything about it is.
I'd like to address this cave rescue.
over in Thailand. The boys range from age 12 to 16. Their coach is like 25 years old. And the reason they were in the caves was this. After they make the team and all this, part of kind of the indoctrination or induction into the team is they go into the cave and they write their names on one of the walls. Well, when they did, it started raining and it forced them. Their way back was cut off, so they kept going deeper. So now they're back there. They've been found. But here's the problem. The oxygen content in the cave is starting to drop because there's so many rescuers in there. You know, your oxygen content is what, Ashley? It's right out here in our when we're breathing, it's 21%. In the cave, it's 15% at this point. So here's what's happening. The Thais are trying to run an air hose back into where they are. Meanwhile, a 38-year-old former Navy Thai Navy SEAL.
Saman Kanan, his name.
Died. During the rescue attempt when he was on his way back and he ran out of air. It said ran out of oxygen. Now, I think it's when he was on the trip back. Maybe he just ran out of air. It wasn't clear on how he just said he died from that. I'm not sure if he passed out underwater or whatever. But he was well-known, and he's getting a funeral from the
A military funeral.
Military funeral, but it's also from the government and the king there. Bottom line here is that with this water, with this monsoon coming in, they may have to rescue them. They may try a rescue attempt here today or tomorrow. And this rescue attempt means putting air tanks on them and scuba diving their way out.
Okay, so we talked about this, and I said if you had to make a command decision and knew that you had a window of maybe 3 days, you have to do what could be the most unbearable, unthinkable, but you've got to do something. You may lose a few, and what? Yes, it's a soul. It's horrible. And maybe, just maybe, like those miners, you get everybody out.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, since you're not on there, but the only thing we can do is, all it is conjecture. But look at it like this. Those kids are back there. They've got food. They're bringing in air tanks all the time. They're bringing this air hose in, so they'll have plenty of oxygen. Now, and since they know where they're at, and they have shown some of the inner caves, and they've got a rope through there in line, so they know, you know, they can go right there and back. The question is it goes underwater. Now, and one of the Thai SEALs said it's really tough in there. It's hard getting one person through there. So now you're talking about taking a 12-year-old kid or a 13-year-old kid that can't even swim, by the way, and putting a mask on them and putting a breather in their mouth, for their air, and going through the cave. The way I would do it is probably give them what is it you got there, Ashley? You've just pulled up photos and all that.
So this is from the BBC, and they have an infographic here that says return trip takes 11 hours to get back to safety.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that means, part of that, I think, is after they get them out of there, then it's just walking back. But still, part of it's underwater.
So they went on a field trip kind of thing, and they went for a hike, and then they went into the cave to write their name, and then the water came in. They went deeper in the cave.
To try to escape the water.
Now, that was probably, at that point, you have two calls, in or out.
Well, you couldn't get out. Anyway.
And then they've just been through horrific, you know, remember, well, these kids, 11, 16, when did the big, in Thailand, when you had the big, not monsoon, but the big
monsoons.
Well, when thousands of people were killed in those,
in the tsunami.
So the thought of water coming in is like in that split second, run towards safety rather than running out with the thought of maybe being sucked it back out.
Well, I don't know.
So
if
now
it was
they're starting to do. You know, they got to blame somebody. So they're saying that the Thai media and the people in Thailand are really like it's either hero or zero is the title for the coach.
Yeah.
The coach was the leader. And so you think about what must have gone on in his mind in that moment. You've got to make a call.
And he went to call to say he thought he couldn't get back out. So anyway, and they'll eventually figure this one out. But the bottom line is are they going to – if they can, if they keep the oxygen level in there and they know where they're at, they're going to be in there till October. because that's when the waters recede enough, or they're going to try and bring them out. It'll be interesting over the next couple of days. But you know what? Mm. Pray that everybody comes out okay. You know that one of the rescuers is already dead. Let's take a break. We're going to come back right after this. I want to talk about the Supreme Court of the United States and some of the ones on the short list that President Trump is interested in. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Think of it as your own personal cruise ship here in Reading, with your
stay
director,
and play.
Your stay and play, your activities director, your gourmet chef, all of this. This is not an assisted living complex. This is senior living. You're tired of doing the. You know what? You're tired of doing the yard. You're tired of worrying about pipes that are breaking or painting that has to be done. You're even tired of cooking all the time. Right there, River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call, 238-5981. See what they can do. They want to give you a personalized tour today. 238-5981. We'll be right back.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy absent on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
What is summer without our summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, 11 minutes before the hour. And what's the weather look like there?
Good
love
morning,
of my
everybody.
Life.
Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios, and the temperatures are climbing. It's actually, let's redo that. Temperature at 70 degrees. And partly sunny today with our highs near 92. Tonight's going to call for sunny and high with a high near 97. Sunday calls for a high of 98. Monday with 100. And Tuesday 103. Wednesday 103. And Thursday 104. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
North State Security. This is celebrating their 50th year. That's right. And they have a program, my friends, where they can be at your house, your business, in less than 10 minutes. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. Okay. Supreme Court of the United States. They've got them, you know, it's either three or four of them. It's been narrowed down. I heard this morning that one of the justices, even though it's not in this one piece I'm looking at, by the name of Kethledge, he's out of Minnesota, and he's a hunter. He's a fisherman. He's kind of, he doesn't hang around the Washington area.
How do you spell his name?
Kethledge is K-E-T-H-L-E-D-G-E, Raymond Kethledge.
Now, edge on the end instead of itch.
Now, the three, though, that they're talking about is by a guy named Judge Thomas Hardiman, who did not come from an Ivy League school. He drove a taxi to finance his law school education. And he's not from the Ivy League, where unlike every current member of the high court right now is from the Ivy League school, you know, Harvard, Yale, all those. And they see him as being favorably compared to Justice Samuel Alito in terms of personality and jurisprudence. He's really a strong Second Amendment guy. You got to love that. And separation of powers. I think any good judge recognizes his or her place in the constitutional government, and that place is not to upset the will of the people as expressed through their elected representatives, and which means he is not there on the bench to try and interpret and change things in the Constitution. Another strong contender, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And she was confirmed last year for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And Feinstein doesn't like her. The dogma lives loudly with you. And that's of concern because she is a Catholic. She's a strong Catholic. She has seven children. She believes in the Catholic doctrine. But as she said, I would stress that my personal church affiliation or my religious belief would not bear on my discharge of duties as a judge. She went to Notre Dame. And
wasn't Kennedy a Catholic? The guy who's retiring.
I'm not sure if he was or not, but Scalise was. And see, Notre Dame, I'm not sure. So I think she is also one of the ones from Harvard and all of that. And her thing on, they're really concerned about Roe versus Wade. And she says, I'm sure every nominee before you would have personal beliefs about that precedent and many others. But all nominees are united in their belief that what they may think about a precedent should not bear on how they will decide cases. And so she was under attack by the Democrats. This could be a tough one for the Democrats because, one, she's a woman. And I don't think that they'll hold back at all because they're concerned about abortion. The last guy they talk about is a guy by the name of Brett Kavanaugh. And this guy's been in politics in the sense that he worked for the Bush White House. He was an attorney there. And he's also on the Federal Appeals Court, three current judges in Washington, D.C. John Roberts, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Clarence Thomas all served on that bench before joining the high court, as did Scalia. Now, it could be a tough on him because he has been in politics. He's an insider type thing. So they could say you are way too partisan to be put on. Anyway, but all the choices that Trump has, I mean, he could pull another one in from someplace. But if he has them on that list, a lot of people think every one of those justices on that list would make a fine Supreme Court justice. And one thing about them is they're conservative. They all are conservative. They believe in the Constitution is not a living document that needs to be changed just because of whimsy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
So let's talk a little bit about the...
And he's going to make that decision, by the way, this weekend.
Okay, that's going to be great. We'll be reporting that. Business groups plead for peace as Trump trade war starts. Yes. U.S. manufacturers, retailers, and other sectors urge President Donald Trump to move quickly to end a trade war with China before new tariffs imposed today have damaged impact on the U.S. economy and consumers. Just want to hear your thoughts on that, Carl. Just after midnight, the Trump administration began applying the additional 25% tariff on $34 billion worth of intermediate goods used in manufacturing as well as some other products to punish China for policies and practices that have led to the loss of valuable U.S. intellectual property. Now, this is according to Politico.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, if you listen to some people, they say is that there should never be tariffs. There should be tariffs will hurt our companies as they're competing overseas. On the other hand, if it's not a level, and this is what Trump is saying, it needs to be more of a level playing field. You know, he's not putting 100% tariffs on things. He's saying is it's got to be more of a level playing field. You are not allowing us to bring in our products into your country without you slapping on these huge tariffs. And a good example is Canada, 630% tariff. In Canada, on dairy products. I mean, nobody seems to mention that. And Canada goes, we're not going to send our tourists down there. Of course you're going to send your tourists down there, just like you send your people down here to see doctors, because guess what? Your medical system up there is totally messed up. So your people come down here to see specialists in the United States. I'm not too concerned about it, except I do understand the concept of businesses saying we shouldn't have it because this should be just free trade. On the other hand, it's like what he did when he said, look, if you're going to continue to have your to put your companies overseas, American companies overseas, so you can not have taxes on it, then guess what? We're going to lower the tax rate, which they did on business. And so businesses then started to move more jobs back to the United States. However, what he also said was if you continue to move your business overseas, we're going to tax the hell out of you.
Well, here's what happens with the domino effect, just because it's like saying, okay, we're going to do this. Chinese in the ports. Okay, they're delayed clearing goods from the United States today, four sources said, potentially disrupting imports worth billions of dollars as the world's top two economies head towards an outright trade war. So you can just imagine the ships on hold. Think about, visualize this. If you've ever seen the ports, the big ports, where all the goods come in, you know, the ships are waiting. What do we do? They're circling. What do we do? Meanwhile, we've had this happen before where millions and billions of dollars of food rotted, things spoiled because it didn't move forward. We've had this happen before, maybe with the oil prices and people couldn't afford, you know, just whatever it happened. But $34 billion of Chinese imports. Beijing said it would retaliate with punitive measures on U.S. products worth a similar amount, including soybeans, pork, and cotton, but not had officially confirmed that that had taken effect. But anyway, this is all happening today.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the stock market and see if the stock market's tanking. We'll take a look at that. I think that this is not going to be the impact that a lot of people think. One of the other things I like to see, though, is that there's a record number of people in the United States are employed. It's...
Can you read that
155
number?
Million plus
mm-hmm.
are employed in the United States. It's a new record. Think about that. And, you know, the unemployment rate is really low. Now, you know, you have your unemployment rate, then you have the real unemployment rate, like people have stopped looking for jobs. But here's the thing is, if there's jobs out there, which there are, and this is one of the big problems, we've got lots of jobs out there people just aren't applying for. You know, like we have people lined up here for producer jobs. But luckily, our people, once they come in here, they stay for years and years and years. We usually have to chase them off with a stick. But there's so many jobs out there begging, just here in town. You could probably employ another 400 or 500 people easy in Reading if they just did it. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and then Congressman Doug LaMalfa is going to join us in the sense of he'll call in. And here's some of the things I'd like to talk about. But I want you to get in the chat room, and I want you to come in with questions also. But some of the things I want to talk about include the Sykes Reservoir, the raising of the dam, the tearing down of the dams on the Klamath, and all these other things. So those are a number of things I want to talk about. So, but I also welcome, we welcome your input. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers worked hard last month, expanding their payrolls. They added 213,000 jobs, beating analyst expectations. The unemployment rate did rise to 4% in June, but that's because more people started looking for work. A former Thai Navy SEAL has died while working on the rescue operation aimed at freeing 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave in Thailand. He lost consciousness while delivering supplies and couldn't be revived. As for the rescue mission, diving expert Bruce Conniff says a careful assessment is now underway.
You have to look at all options and how to get the boys out of there. Diving is one of the options.
He was on NBC's Today Show. Wildfires still burning across the hot, dry West. Major fires in Northern California, Colorado, and Utah resulting in evacuations. Southern California sweating out a heat wave, but the National Weather Service says that should break in the next day or two. Today's high in Phoenix, Arizona, 111.
Usually they'll peak in the heat in Phoenix later on in August, but 111 is nothing to sneeze at, so that's why the heat advisor is in effect and people have to take precautions.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in North Korea. He's looking to nail down specifics of Kim Jong-un's commitments to President Trump last month.
Kim told the president in Singapore he's committed to denuclearization, but there's growing skepticism about whether the North Korean leader will actually follow through. Pompeo says he wants to fill in some details on Kim's commitments.
That's correspondent Sagar Magani. Wall Street doesn't appear to be too concerned about a burgeoning trade war between the U.S. and China. Stocks are higher this hour. The Dow is up about 50 points, the NASDAQ 59 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you ever thought about trading? Do you think you might do a better job than your financial advisor? Well, at Apiary Fund, we train people just like you to create an income stream by trading online. With Apiary Fund, you'll be taught by a highly experienced trading team, including legendary trader Sean Lucas, who's formerly managed $2.5 trillion worth of investor funds. This training is worth thousands of dollars, but right now you can get 100% free access to the entire training program for 30 days when you call 800-959-4526 and leave your email on our voicemail. We'll send you a link to our entire training library, your own simulated account, access to our peer community, and direct access to our experts. Just call 800-959-4526 to get 30 days of free access to this highly effective training. This could change your life. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email at the voicemail to get free access now. Learn to trade online. Call 800-959-4526.
The British Prime Minister is meeting with her cabinet today discussing the future of the UK's relationship with the EU.
Theresa May has yet to set out a detailed vision of Britain's future relationship with the EU, preferring, until now, to avoid a showdown either with the Brexit enthusiasts in her party or those who believe the UK must stay close to Brussels. Mrs. May is expected to use the meeting to outline a plan that she hopes will somehow keep her promise to leave the EU while minimising the economic disruption and avoiding the need for a border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. Brexit supporters and opponents alike are sceptical, while businesses and the EU are insisting decisions must now be made.
The BBC's Rob Watson. Samsung says its second quarter operating profit rose 5% over a year earlier. It was a smaller gain than expected. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Key California lawmakers say they've reached a deal on legislation to enshrine net neutrality provisions in state law.
This comes after the FCC dumped rules requiring an equal playing field on the Internet. The FCC last year repealed Obama-era regulations that prevented Internet companies from speeding up or slowing down the delivery of certain content. California's bill is one of the nation's most aggressive efforts to continue net neutrality. The deal comes after a bitter fight among Democrats over how far the state should go.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A Japanese doomsday cult leader and six of his followers have been executed for their roles in a deadly 1995 gas attack in the Tokyo subway system and other crimes. The gas attack inside subway cars killed 13 people, and more than 6,000 others were sickened. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. You started me too soon, kid.
That's okay.
I'm still learning.
And now Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And guess what? The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. New expanded walk-in humidor. What's the weather look like?
And
quickly,
we're
on.
Live here today.
That's
just
right.
So you know, this is not the best of 8:05 in the morning, and
right.
And we're live. Let's go quickly to our weather. Partly sunny with our highs of 92. Tonight, clear, 66. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with our highs of around 97 and 69 clear. Sunday, 98. Monday, 100. Tuesday, 103. And as we progress through the weeks, we get up to 103, 104. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street with all this craziness?
It's crazy. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The major averages are in positive territory this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 47 points at 24,404. The S&P 500 is up 11 points at 2,747. And the NASDAQ Composite is trading higher at 58 points at 7,644. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 11 cents at $28.03. AT&T up 6 cents, trading at $32.65. And GE up 8 cents at $13.51 per share. For local stocks of interest, Walmart down 17 cents at $84.40. Costco up 11 cents, trading at $209.02. Bank of Commerce down a nickel at $12.85. In the bond department, Treasury yields are slipping after the June employment report. The 10-year note is 2.82%, and the 30-year bond is 2.93%. Over to commodities, gold is down $2.60 an ounce at $1,257. Silver off 8 cents at $16.06 per ounce. And crude oil up 60 cents, trading at $73 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Have a wonderful weekend, Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's always good to hear Susan's voice.
That's right. First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 530-243-7561.
And we are so happy to be with our favorite gym, Adamson's Peak Performance. We are back in full action. And with us this morning is the owner of Adamson's, Joe Adamson, talking about our fitness tip of the weekend for our weekend. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Linda, and good morning, Carl.
All right.
Hello.
What do you have for us?
Well, as you age, you must vary the intensity of your workouts. That is my tip.
Oh, my God.
High-intensity training has become really popular in the last several years, and for good reason. It tends to really get great results with our body. There's been a lot of research and stuff that's shown the benefits both to older and younger people. However, as we age, our ability to recover begins to diminish, and you know, you can get injuries, you can get what we call overtraining, where your fitness results actually start to go backwards. So what's the answer if high intensity training is great and so forth? I think the answer is to vary the intensity. Maybe you only train, you know, high intensity once or twice a week or even once or twice a month, and you back off on the throttle of some of the other workouts. So at the end of the day, everybody's different. So you really have to just listen to your body and vary the intensity a little bit.
Well, you know, Joe, I'm really glad you said that, because I've really been following that, and I've been in the middle of this backing off the intensity now for about a year. And it's time, I guess, to kind of start picking it up into maybe the low intensity, working my way up. You know what? When you say high intensity and low intensity, it's kind of like combat. You can say it's low intensity combat, but the bullets are still flying. You know, I think you have to take a look at what you mean by low intensity for some of us.
Well, absolutely. You're still benefiting from going for a walk with your dog.
There you
know?
Go.
And so use progression, you know, start low and then slowly progress up. Before you know it, your workouts are going to look, you know, a lot more aggressive, a lot higher in intensity, and they do, you know, high intensity workouts, they do. That'll be maybe a tip for another week, because there's a lot of awesome things that they do, but you don't want them to backfire on you.
Okay, man. While you're talking, you got us so
we're working out while
so
we're
fired
talking
up,
to you.
Man. I am doing crunches
we're
right
doing
now,
crunches.
And Linda's doing leg lifts.
You can't see it until Ashley's doing
curls with her her phone.
FaceTime when we go FM and we go on the other station, you'll see
we're
that.
We're ready.
But anyway, so,
I love it.
So thank you so much. I'm in this small training class with Amy in the mornings on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'm really loving getting back into the gym and feeling the benefits of what it is to, you know, I mean, we have busy lives and we're doing things all day long. So you think, oh, I'm active. There's a whole different thing when you start going into the gym and working your muscle groups. So
absolutely, and we're so happy to have you.
So Adamson's Peak Performance, great gym, wonderful, like locally owned. They really, this is their 25th year.
I know, and you know what? It's an incredible group of people down there, because they've been with you a long time.
Yeah, and
we've got a great team.
They have, and it's a great place to go to, my friends. It's got everything down there. Joe, thank you so much, and have a great
weekend.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you next week. Okay.
All right.
So we're waiting for is Lamoff on the phone?
No, okay. We're waiting for him to call, but according to his people that he was, you know, he's ready. Of course, you know, it's been a couple of days, so maybe I should, during a break, I'll call back and make sure they're there.
You know, tell me something. Does it feel like there's, like, you know, those water bombs that come off the ceiling, you know, the ones that used to be thrown off the roof that would have been the, you know, that you weren't expecting them, and all of a sudden a balloon hits your head with the water bomb?
You mean the water balloons?
What about them? Well, that's happening all over Washington, so something
what's
might
happening?
Happen.
What's happening?
No, I'm just saying, for Lamalfa, he could have been on his way to call us, and all of a sudden,
he's back home now.
I don't care. He could have been on his way outside to feed the cows.
He could have been photobombed by a cow.
He could have been photobombed, and he could have stepped in a patty that he can't get out of.
I'm thinking of a patty that we're getting into right now. That if he doesn't, you know, if I'm sure he's going to call, because I want to talk to him about they just acted like this is going to happen, add another 18 feet into Shasta Dam. 18 feet on the Shasta Dam. Now, I mean, they've already put money into it. Oh, this, we're studying the construction, all this. And 18 feet on the Shasta Dam, think about this. And they haven't opened up Sykes Reservoir, which they could do a lot easier. And we'd have a better way of keeping water. And that's two of the things I want to talk to him about. And then pulling down the Klamath River dams and the impact it's going to have on the area. Here, I've heard both sides of it. I'd just like to hear again from the congressman what he's thinking about it. So he may have been trying to get in, but all of our lines were busy there for a while. But we're going to take a break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for, it's going to be triple digits again this week.
If you haven't had
your filters changed, looked at by people that are experts in what they're doing, voted best in the North State, a better known business, it's Alliance Heating and Air. Call them 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, it's 70 degrees, going up to 93 today. We'll be right back.
us first. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio.
Good morning.
The studios of KCNR 1460. Cotton Eye Joe, we're waiting for our congressman to call. But I'm not sure, you know, sometimes congressmen get called away. I guess it's, you know, what can I say? You know, just sometimes it's like that.
Hey, the show is a portion of this show.
Brought to you by Crack Master Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. The guy is an expert. Jeff Worse is an expert when it comes to repairing windshields, whether it's a little tiny chip.
Yes, that's right. You've got a chip on your truck. And you have to take it into Crackmaster.
I do.
And it's right there in the view of driving. It's almost like a bullet, but it's probably a rock chip. And so you take it into Crackmaster. He fixes it in a couple hours. It's guaranteed forever. Yeah. And he can do from 24 inches up to cracks up to 24 inches. Go check him out on South Market Street, 3208. That's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. And I think our phone call has come in. Let's go to the phones with our wonderful Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Congressman?
Well, enjoying the Independence Day.
Is it a,
you know,
how crazy,
quote unquote, vacation?
Yeah.
Nicely here. So, how about you?
It's, you know, it's been great. We love the 4th. You know what? We take off 3 days here at KCNR and Free Fire Media. We take off Thanksgiving. We take, well, I guess there's four. We take off Thanksgiving. We take off Veterans Day. We take off, except we usually work on Veterans Day because we're at some event. Christmas and the 4th of July. That's it. Because it's just, you know, it's about America. It's at its America at its best. However, is it crazy back where you are?
Well, first let's talk about the good stuff like you were just saying.
Okay,
you
know, yeah.
Generally, you know, those are holidays, but they end up being days that we're out there with the public, too.
Mm-hmm.
Today we had Veterans Day, 4th of July, which I usually refer to as Independence Day instead. Because of
it is. Independence
Day. Not just
the
number on a calendar, is it?
You know, it's a lot more from that.
So, yeah, those end up being days we're actually out there celebrating that, those things, or, you know, commemorating. And so, yeah, that's the upside to it. So
it really is.
And it's very gratifying to see the public. You know, I could have driven in six different parades on the 4th and split the difference between a couple of them. But, you know, everybody's all jazzed up. Tons of red, white, and blue, obviously, and remembering. It's, you know, especially since it fell on a Wednesday this week. That's,
yeah,
you know, not quite as easy for people to wrap their schedules around there, but, you know, it's pretty awesome. You know, right down there in Las Molinas from you there, they've had their 50th
yeah.
anniversary, and they have a unique situation where they actually are able to block off one lane of State Highway 99 there and use that in the parade while all the truck traffic and car traffic is still bypassing through their rate of speed. So, you know, it's just...
Congressman, what I you know what, because you see these things, and I have friends all over, of course, all over the United States, well, the world, but on this 4th of July, you know, somehow the media on each coast miss this somehow. I'm not sure how they do that. And they miss this love for our country and our nation and how we feel about our country, how proud we are of our ancestors, our forebears who risked it all to form this great nation.
The headlines are the ones that are all they can think about is that, you know, we've had some sins in the past, you know. Slept is engaged when the country was founded, but, you know, that's a bad chapter in just about any culture.
Uh-huh.
And still happens this day on other continents, too. That's not to make an excuse for it, but
most of them,
was being founded, for example, most of them knew in their hearts that it was wrong. And the politics at the time didn't allow it to be banned immediately, but they kept working towards it. And finally, you know, under President Lincoln, it was abolished.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're imperfect people. All of God's people are imperfect, but we strive to do better because we're imbued with those ideas of liberty, of freedom, and that it doesn't come from a government, it comes from within, and those are God-given. So,
and, you know, and we're talking about this right now during a time when we're getting ready to name the next Supreme Court justice, and sure. The battle is joined.
Well, you know, the moment that the idea came out that, you know, Justice Kennedy was going to retire, the crazy left goes into full DEFCON, thinking up things that the extreme right wing quote unquote court is going to do, and their favorite is to go back to the well for Roe v. Wade and abortion. So that always rings them up pretty good there. So they immediately went to that one, and they're thinking of other things to set the country back 150 years. So, you know, we saw it happen with Judge Bork years ago, and, you know, it's really a disingenuous thing, and I hope this is having a point on the American, the hysteria ever since Trump was inaugurated, they've been pushing on that I think goes against core American values and the rule of law. Look at this border nonsense, for example. I mean, they made the situation called families. Well, anytime you do a crime, you put that at risk. And under Obama administration, even under Bush administration, as they enforce the borders, yes, there's people that they're going to be separated. you know, even the courts rule you can't keep kids in holding cells. Well, okay, what you want, putting kids in the holding cells in order to, quote-unquote, keep families together? It's ridiculous, the rhetoric these days.
Well, you know, the whole thing on immigration, and this thing is that it's that they want to do away with ICE, they wanted to have open borders, and I'm not, you know, I don't understand the concept where these people, it seems like to me, is, I mean, they're not stupid people, that this thing about an open border or not controlling our borders is ridiculous. And I think if you ask them on a one-on-one conversation and got them away from the rhetoric, just say, don't you think we should have a border that's enforceable? I would think they'd say yes, you know, the vast majority of them. Now there's going to be the ones that say no, we, you know, open borders.
Well, they won't come right out and say it.
They won't say it, but I think down deep they believe it.
Their action is opposite of having an enforceable border, because if you say, look, we shouldn't separate families, okay, so we're going to have people detained that have rushed our border illegally, haven't gone through the process of seeking asylum through one of the many checkpoints where you can do that, or asking to immigrate or get work permits legally. So if you're going to do that and break the law, you're going to be detained in some fashion or another. So question A, should we detain them or not, or let them in? Okay, they say, well, you know, they might say, well, we should retain them. Question B, it's with them, okay, so you want them in a holding cell together, not placed in some other place with relative. You know, so their lack of logic, the rhetoric on it, isn't consistent with anything starting at the idea of the rule of law, the non-chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't. None of their arguments are consistent. They let them out. They really just don't want them to be at all.
Well, you know,
perhaps.
Hey, Congressman, you're breaking up. Are you on by any chance, on a landline or something?
Is it holding up pretty good or what?
No, it's kind of breaking up.
Breaking up.
It's breaking up here.
All right, you want to take a break? I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll take a quick break and then the congressman calls back. All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Let them show you how they are moving local dreams forward. Just stop into their latest or their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Extended hours, they have it all at Cornerstone Community Bank, your local bank. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, 8:27 in the morning of the 6th of July.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studios of KCNR 1460. Well, it looks like we lost our congressman for a couple minutes.
He may have been you're trying to multitask. And yeah. I think the phone is coming
in
now.
Here he comes
But
now.
This portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite jewelry stores in all of Reading. And I love estate pieces. And you can go in and get your watches repaired while you wait. Get your battery done. It's great to just head in there. Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And that's Four Winds Jewelry. All right, let's go back to Congressman LaMalfa, I'm sure with a clear signal. Good morning and welcome back to our show. I know there's lots of questions on the tip of Carl's lips.
The tip of my lips. Good morning, Congressman. Hey, Congressman, they put in money, millions of dollars, for the raising of Shasta Dam.
Yeah, that was...
Was that a surprise?
Oh, I know the Interior Secretary and Department of Interior were angling for that, and so in one of the omnibus appropriation bill that got tucked in there, also a few million, for Sites Reservoir as well. I didn't agree to the conditions with which they did that, and I did not support the whole spending package as an entire package either. So I think, we can continue this discussion here, but they're moving pretty quickly towards that.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Where I'm going to be firm on this thing is what will the effects be on the residents and the businesses around the lake on should that all come to fruition. So I still think they don't have the whole price of the raise accounted for, especially with the I-5, Pitt River Bridge there.
Mm-hmm. I think that I don't think they've grasped how much this is going to be. I don't think they have just by seeing the cost, the proposed cost of it. It's crazy.
Well, you could have, again, Caltrans has spoken to me a couple times. It's a unique situation where Bureau of Reclamation owns the bridge or a portion of the bridge. It's somehow a partnership with the railroad too underneath. And Caltrans, State of California, is responsible for its maintenance, more or less. So that's why you see them repaving the top of it every 5 or 7 or 8 years. The train shakes the heck out of that bridge, okay? So with the roadway being up on top there, it's kind of a, what would you call it, a whipsaw effect out there. So anyway, it's a little higher maintenance. Someday they may be asking to replace the bridge for the highway portion and with a different alignment. And that could be a $500 million project right there. So if the raising of and the bridge will have to be modified anyway for the raise. They have to provide for not getting the steel structure of the bottom of the bridge wet or inundated under water when it's at that additional 18 feet. So we need more water stored in California? Absolutely. If that's gonna happen in our backyard, then it better come with all the conditions being met. Keep the area whole and keep options to the local people in the area, not just a government takeover and, Forest Service or whatever, for example, wanting to take charge of the entire shoreline and only prescribe, one or two resorts or marinas or things like that. That's the kind of things that can happen. And so that's what we'll be fighting for as it goes along.
Can they do that?
It's the federal government. What have you seen them do?
Well, I've seen them overstep, but I would imagine that a strong consortium of congressmen and senators from this area, are going to push back on the gov and just say, fine, we're just going to cut your funding by half.
Well, the provision as you're putting together, it would be whatever provision for possible construction needs to include these protections we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So You know, again, 18 more feet of storage provides around 630,000 acre feet, which is to the good for the needs of the entire state. It really doesn't do a lot of good for us in our backyards. That's why you know, we need. And well, let me take part of that back. In that, the more supply you have somewhere means there'll be less demand, or you know, less the less chance of having the gun sites turned on us in the north when there's more total water available to everybody. You know, when
right.
the drought situation occurs and then the cities are running out of water, guess who's going to lose it first? It's going to be agriculture. It's going to be the people in the north that have that first right to that water. So I do believe strongly that we need to expand water supply everywhere in the state. Sites Reservoir, San Luis Reservoir,
well, that
pumps when you can.
That leaves me this question. I mean, Sites Reservoir, I mean, as long as I can remember, we've been talking about that. And where are we with Sites Reservoir? I mean, it seems to me that would be a lot easier way of achieving water storage than raising the dam 18 feet.
Well, it's you know, the voters of California have approved bond money just a few short years ago to go forward with that. And then we have the California Water Commission that's been playing some games on that, saying, you know, looking at I think 12 total possible projects around the state of medium to large size. And a few months ago they came out with the pronouncement that none of those projects met the standard for what would be a public benefit. Like, so really, because to the terminology in Sacramento for public benefit is basically defined as fish water, okay? Public benefit doesn't mean more water supply for people or, you know, something that might help with flood control in addition or hydroelectric power. No, it's only fish water. And so if it doesn't do enough environmental stuff, then those 12 projects were all downgraded to nothing. So our legislative colleagues in Sacramento, you know, Assemblyman Dolly and Gallagher and Senator Nielsen, they pushed back pretty hard on that and were able to get them to revamp their evaluation of projects. So several of them now have been deemed worthy of state water bond investment, including Sites Reservoir, like $1.5 billion. So it's moving at glacial pace forward. I think with that, you know, with the idea that there is public benefit for sites, that it's going to continue to make progress. At the glacial pace that it does, and we'll see it happen sometime in the
future. It just seems ridiculous.
But side by side, you know, let's forget that it's Shasta Dam in our backyard and that Sites is down the road. Let's, you know, just take them as a couple generic dams. If you already have one in place, and in easy terms here, all you have to do to is add to the height of it a little bit, you've already got all the infrastructure to do so. So that's what makes it attractive, in the abstract at least, is that you have it there. You're adding to what you have as opposed to Sites, which is a complete brand new project, and all the water there has to be lifted up into it via pumps, whereas Shasta is an already created one that fills itself whenever it rains or snow melts. So, you know, when you look at it that way, that's what makes Shasta attractive, add to it. Now, the original plans many, many years ago could have called for it to be 200 feet higher. And so, you know, from a water storage standpoint, that's a heck of a lot of additional water, but it didn't get built that way and wasn't planned that way. And now, you know, the neighborhood is entrenched as it is, and so that would never fly, even though you still hear people talk about it.
Mm. Hey, we have a caller here. Cheryl, good morning. Do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Yes. There was a lady in your town hall who brought up something that is a growing concern to me and to some of the other Republican women my age, and what she said was that she is no longer being allowed to have pain medications on hand because of this new campaign against doctors giving pain medications. And this really concerns me because I've been a migraine sufferer for over 50 years, and there are times when without that pain medication, I would have had to go to the emergency room. I feel as though they're handling this so-called crisis with opioids kind of the same way that they do with the guns. Law-abiding citizens are having to go through all these hoops to have their guns, even though it's not doing anything to prevent criminals from using them. And I'm beginning to feel uncomfortable with this new method of not helping a patient when they need it. I think they're going overboard the other way. And I don't know if in your legislative work you would even be doing anything which would affect this, but it seems to be something that's coming from the top down. It's not necessarily because my doctor thinks this is necessary. She's acting as though she has instruction from a higher level in government. So what is the situation with this? And
I appreciate the question, Cheryl.
I'm concerned.
Obviously, there's been much opioid and another, you know, painkiller type.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Abuse.
All right.
Drugs, you know, but our effort in Washington has been quite a few pieces of legislation trying to better define the opioid availability, attack the areas where it is being abused, and but at the same time, you know, splitting the difference on what it means for people that have actual prescriptive needs for that, and people are, you know, have been sending me these stories and information on that, that how it's harder for them to get that because they're in genuine pain, back pain, what have you. And the solution is with the painkillers for them, at least until they're able to get, you know, a better longer-term solution. So nobody wants to deny them that. It's, we have to continue to work to tighten up what are the requirements for obtaining them to begin with and then making sure the prescriptions stay legitimate. Like when I hear, for example, someone that is obviously diagnosed and has been fully approved by proper and legitimate doctors in their diagnosis for pain, I don't think we need to make them march in every 7 days to renew their prescription. They should have 30 days, 60 days of being able to receive that and be evaluated at more convenient times, but still not allowing this to turn into an addiction. It's a difficult issue to straddle because obviously the abuse out there, opioid, and you know whether they're prescription drugs or more in the heroin form, mm-hmm. It's just rampant in Northern California and across the country. We've had, I saw a stat the other day that I think, you know, I don't know, I hadn't verified it, but there's more people that have died recently of opioid abuse than there was in certain types of categories of murder in the country. So you see it ramping up, and we have that going on. We have, you know, more gateway drug with marijuana legalization in some of our cities here in Northern California, either moving that direction or fully legalizing. You know, they did in Shasta Lake. I know Redding moved that direction, and down closer to where I live, Oroville, they're contemplating it. So we have a giant drug problem, and a lot of misinformation is lulling people into, I think, a false security on that. We need to get the properly prescribed opioids to the people that need that in a way that doesn't hardship them. At the same time, we're combating the backdoor misuse of it. So
it's a battle.
Cheryl, send that along to our office on that. We can use that when we're dealing with because FDA is pretty responsible for making new rules on that as we go along. And if the rules are too cumbersome for the doctor and the patient, and that's not what we're after.
You know, we ought to somehow get you together with Linda's brother, who has one of the largest pain clinics in California down there in Sacramento. But he's also the speaker of the California Medical Association. He's spoken about this opiate crisis, and he has got some, you know, he's got some strong feelings on this, you know, where it started, where it is, and how we can fight it. But it might be interesting for you two to talk at some point.
That probably would be so. Again, we have... Let's take the marijuana side of it here, where we have all these quack non-doctors making a prescription for the medicinal side of it before it all became recreationally legal. That makes a mockery of the whole system here. And so if we're getting shadows of that on the opioid side, where people that are getting it because they can convince a doctor they have pain, then that makes it, that makes the whole situation more rampant. The stuff ends up on the black market. You have people addicted to it that shouldn't be, and then the people that really do need it that don't have much alternative are the ones caught in the web. I have a, you know, friend up in Siskiyou County that writes me about this once in a while too, that she's in a terrible way from this, and yet she's the one being limited while the stuff's still rampant on the streets.
Yeah, you can get it anywhere on the street, but you can't get it from your doctor. That's interesting. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a break. We've got people calling. We have questions. The question I'd like to, you know, address, though, when we come back, and then we have, like I said, people on the phone, is the pulling of the dams out of the Klamath and the impact that's going to have on our area up here, especially in Siskiyou County.
Well, it'll be nirvana if they do, is what I'm being told.
So. Uh-huh. We're with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. There's no place like home. Find out how you can keep your loved ones at home and happy. Call Sharon Clark at 226-8350, Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood-look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself? Or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. This is the only place I go do to buy guns. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. We're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and I asked about the taking down of the four dams in Southern Oregon, but three in Northern California up here around Siskiyou County. And I know Siskiyou County was totally against it, and I thought you were too.
Yeah, the citizens of Siskiyou County as well as the Klamath County had advisory measures on the ballot. They're not binding, but they were both reached well above the 70% mark. I think it was 79 in Siskiyou and close to the same on the Oregon side. They opposed to the dam removal. They were opposed. And I still haven't been convinced that what they're doing, because it comes right back down to, we were talking about public benefit. For water in California means fish water. So removing the dams ostensibly is supposed to be all about fish, right? Fish mm-hmm. passage and survival and thriving and all that. So what I haven't seen is how when you bust those things out and you unleash 20 million cubic yards of silt on that entire stream from there to the mouth 150 miles away, that doesn't devastate for several years. The spawning and everything else that goes along with all that that infrastructure there.
Okay. We have a caller.
They don't have any
they don't have complete studies of that. They just assure that it'll be fine. Yet when you go buy any project on land, Caltrans or construction, you know, long about end of September, they start putting out all the straw and the wattles and all that, because by golly, a little bit of silt might wash from that project to a river 15 miles away, and they'll get fined to death. Yeah. And so if you're doing headstands over a minor amount of silt getting maybe into a drainage ditch, which may eventually get into a river somewhere, and you can cut loose, don't talk to me about silt anymore, all right? Well, if you can do this up on the Klamath River, which has the ostensibly endangered fish that you're talking about, and unleash that on them.
And we're talking about, I mean, thousands of acre feet of silt here, not just some.
20 million cubic yards.
Yeah, yeah. That's, and I'm sure they must have some kind of plan how they plan on diverting the water and then taking the silt out somehow, but I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't.
Not really, and they only have $400 million that they seem to think that this is going to cost. $250 million of that are going to come from you and your listeners via the water bond that we were talking about a minute ago that, you know, is supposed to be building Sites Reservoir and other state water projects.
Uh-huh.
$250 million of that is already allocated to tear down these dams.
These privately owned dams.
Yep. Yep. Buffett cut a pretty good deal, didn't he?
I guess he did. Who did he cut that deal?
Very little liability. The liability be gone, and paying for it is all on the backs of some of the Pacific Corps customers, I think mostly on the Oregon side, but some on the California side. And the state, the taxpayers of the state of California, because you got Jerry Brown and the liberals and the legislature, just can't wait to tear these things out and have those trophies hanging up on their wall and come after more dams later.
So. Oh. Hey, we have a caller here. Nick. Nick, do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Oh, I do. Good morning. Thank you for having me on. Doug, I'm not as well informed as I'd like to be because I've had an illness in the family. But here is my question. I was told that you support bringing Puerto Rico into the union as a state. And as a constituent, I'm against that, and everybody I talk to is against that. They're a welfare state, and they don't have any. They would be a welfare state. I think our money's more well spent just giving them the money rather than bringing them in and giving them more. And I wonder, what have they got to offer us? That being said, if you support that, Doug, as a supporter of Jefferson, where's our support? I'd like to see you bring us to the forefront.
Okay.
Okay, Nick.
That's actually a very good and timely question, because I signed on to a bill the other day to put together a commission that will bring Puerto Rico's situation, what it would take to align Puerto Rico with U.S. laws. The bill I signed on to is not the let's legalize or, you know, make Puerto Rico the 51st state yet. This is a preliminary piece of legislation. I'm interested in the concept. I've been more interested lately than I have been in some time on that. A couple things you have to remember is that Puerto Rico as a U.S. territory, every citizen of Puerto Rico is also a full-fledged citizen of the United States. And so they can move freely back and forth as any citizens could. You could move there, they could move here.
I don't want to move there, but that being said, isn't that going to bring a couple more liberal senators to our and as a conservative, I'd certainly
avoid
that.
Well, you're talking politics there, and I think we should remove politics from the absolute question of is statehood a right or wrong idea. And then for the political question there, they have one member who represents them in the House of Representatives, and she happens to be a very strong Republican, Jennifer Gonzalez. So they seem to be a territory that runs about 50-50 on their politics there. So, again, are we going to look at it through a political scope, or are we going to look at it, what is right or wrong on it, on its basis of should it be a state or not? It's a territory of about 3.4 million people. It wouldn't be the smallest state we'd have. It would be probably, I don't know, I'll just take a guess, number 12 smallest or something like that. It'd be bigger than a lot of some of the states that have one single U.S. rep. So, you know, I think it's worth studying. I think it's worth talking about. They've asked for it, and they are U.S. citizens, and it's a territory. And to your point on State of Jefferson, which I wholeheartedly support, probably before most of your listeners even ever heard of it, since back in the 80s, it's a completely different process for that. We in California would have to get approval of the state legislature or a legislative process to do this. Now, interestingly, there's the three-state idea that's on the ballot in November that millionaire guy got put on there. I hope every single one of you votes no on that, because if we should somehow have that gain momentum and actually go through a process of approval, you know, voting for it at the state level does not make it happen. It still has to have legislation in the state and federal level. That said, that alignment they have for Northern California includes San Francisco, we'll even be worse off than we are now. That means we have San Francisco concentrate with us up here. So, you know, vote no on that thing.
Well, they certainly didn't come and ask our opinion and how we felt about that. But I don't know. I believe you should talk to your constituents about this Puerto Rican deal. I see your point of view, but what do you got to offer us?
That's a good question. Thank you very much.
It's already citizen territory of the country, so it's our responsibility. They're already our responsibility as a country.
Well, I understand that also, Congressman, but I also see what Nick is saying is that, you know, is this some, you know, we're already pushing money down there. What would they bring as a full-fledged state? Is it part of the economy, which it is, of course?
Well, they definitely need some things straightened out after the hurricanes. They need a much better power grid than what they have now. I toured it here a few weeks ago and see the potentially... I mean, you know, in one tour, okay, I don't know everything, but
right.
I see the good that comes from the island, and I see some of their challenges. If they need a power grid, I think what they should do immediately is, in my opinion, is build two giant natural gas-powered plants, one on the north side, one on the south side of the island. They're fairly close to the urban areas, and then we can supply them with that liquefied gas that is so readily cheap. Right now, most of the country is running on diesel engines, it looks like. So, I mean, that's on 60-year-old ones. So that's not efficient. They could be much more competitive with cheaper power. And, again, it's a territory that's our responsibility unless we cut them loose.
Well, why don't we have more business down there? Because it's cheap labor, I would imagine.
Well, they have most of the same laws here as are down there as well. But the potential for business down there, it's a beautiful island, man.
I know. I've been down there.
It's a nice place to visit. And it could be big potential on that. But they need their cost of doing business there, which electricity is a big part of it, is a deterrent towards what you're talking about. So I think that's something that we could look for ways to help the island with on that. But coming back to the Jefferson question.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we only got like 3 minutes left.
Okay. I wholeheartedly support that. Okay. And if we, you know, we haven't added a state in this country via that method since the 1860s with the Virginias. I know we added Hawaii and Alaska in 59. So we haven't even had a conversation about adding a state. So at the same time we're talking about Puerto Rico, don't you also think that I'm thinking about Jefferson at the same time and how we can advance that conversation? Yes, I am. So if you're making 51 stars, why not make 52? While we've got the vault door open, let's see how we can do Eastern California. I think, you know, we talk about NorCal, Southern Cal. To me, the alignment makes sense is to take a line and draw it from Crescent City down to Needles and do it on the diagonal, and take about 30 or 35 of our counties that are more or less rural and have that become our state and let the Bay Area and L.A. do their own thing and into their own oblivion down there. And so we need a state, I think, that's large enough to be viable economically as well as a population. So, you know, keep up the effort on that. Keep at it.
But they're not going to stop.
The Puerto Rico conversation also helps open the door towards adding states and numbers of stars to the flag. So that's how I'm looking at it.
So we've only got like 2 minutes left. So what's the biggest bill coming down the line?
We still have some of the same stuff here with immigration. You know, we fought back an effort for these guys to push through basically a Dreamer or DACA only. I hate that term Dreamer, by the way. Okay, that's an insult to every American citizen.
Yeah, I know.
Right? But that's a term that gets thrown around.
Yeah.
So. We fought back efforts for them to do a pretty bad bill on that. We weren't successful in getting our own put together yet, but we need, you know, it's a process. We need to keep working. You know, the press likes to pronounce big failure. They didn't pass the bill. Like, well, you know what? You test the waters and you come back and see what needs to be fixed. It's like a race car, right? You go out and you break something, you fix it and go faster. So I'm confident we can get this sometime. We do have President Trump fully weighing in on the right ways to do this with the four pillars that he calls it of border control, you know, and we're going to work something out for the DACA people, you know. I mean, there's sympathy for that.
Well, I think there is.
Free-for-all.
I think there is sympathy for the DACA people, but we've, you know what? The first thing, if we just control the border, then I think everything else falls into place.
And the way they're rushing the border these days, because, you know, we need to build that wall as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all this, again, all this stuff we started out with, family separation, that is a made-up deal, okay? Yeah, I know there's real kids being caught in this thing, but 5 out of 6 of them are being sent by people in Central American countries with whoever sending them up there, paying them to go up there. Who knows what kind of abuse is going on with that? So it all comes back down. It's not the United States' fault. It's parents' fault for breaking the law when they come to the border with their kids, or for shipping them with whoever up here. And now that becomes our problem. Now we have to become the babysitting service.
Yeah.
We have to become the setting up tent holiday inns across the, along our border because of that irresponsibility. So we need to continue to send the signal. Come here legally, we can have a conversation. If you're coming here illegally, then conversation over. That's pretty tough. But, you know, if you don't have a border, then you don't have a nation. You don't have order. You don't have really anything. And then they're trying to break us down with